One of my favorite places was the historic city of Xi'an. The city had been the capital of China for 2,000 years. In the bell tower, in addition to a big bell, a group of musicians in traditional costume played traditional instruments. Watching them, I felt like I had stepped back in time, but then I looked out the window. Looking down from the bell tower, you had a great view of the city full of colorful cars on wide, straight streets. The traffic lights had meters showing the seconds left before a light turned red, like some of the pedestrian traffic lights in the USA. I found that very futuristic for an historic place. I walked about the Muslim quarter. The mosque, built in 742 AD, had dragons adorning its stonework. The Muslims settled here because this is the beginning of the Silk Road. At the market, I bought a long painted brass fingernail that I could wear like a finger pick. The Empress Dowager Cixi had worn one on each finger in her court portrait, and she had ruled China starting around 1858 for 50 years while she had the prince imprisoned so he couldn't take the throne. Supper in the Muslim quarter featured pork bits served on wheel spokes. Also offered were sheep intestines served on wheel spokes, but they were very greasy. After dinner, at the night market, I stopped at the local wig stall and tried on all sorts of colors and styles. I finally settled on bangs. I haven't had those since third grade. I was just about deciding on black locks with frosted highlights when I noticed a crowd of about 50 people had encircled me, watching me try on wigs. I purchased the short red hairdo that was in my hand and stepped out of the limelight. There is a tall pagoda in Xi'an where they store the translations of Buddhist texts brought from India to China by a Chinese monk. It is called the Wild Goose Pagoda because the monks were looking to eat and no meat was to be found until a flock of geese flew overhead. They killed one and had goose to eat. The monks took the fallen goose as a sign from Buddha, and thus the pagoda was built on that spot to house the translations.